Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Say What Now with Classy Diva and Blogzilla here on Blog
you
Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva on Blog Talk Radio. Sit back, relax, and unwind as we entertain you with the latest in
Sorry, you guys had some technical difficulties today, but it's all good. Welcome so much to Say What Now with Classy Diva and Blogzilla here on Blog Talk Radio for Sunday, August the 24th. We are coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, as we do every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got a fantastic show for you this evening. We are talking about leaving the baggage with Catherine Marie and the fabulous relationship blogger, Carol Marika, who will be taking your calls and questions. So, we do encourage for everybody to call in, and you're wondering what is that call-in number. Call in, it's 347-677-1412, 347-677-1412. Any questions, comments, or concerns can also be emailed to Classy Diva or Blogzilla at saywhatnowradio@gmail.com.
Are now listening to Say What Now with Classy Diva and Blogzilla here on Blog Talk Radio. Allow yourself to relax, unwind, and enjoy as we talk about the latest in celebrity gossip, news, and current events. Once again, you are now listening to Say What Now on Blog Talk Radio.
Zilla, what's going on today, man?
I'm chilling, man. I really can't complain. Life is great. Just got signed
yeah.
on the new lifestyles editor over at globalgrind.com. So big shout out to the folks at Global Grind. Thanks for the checks. Appreciate it. I'm also also met my idol, one of my idols, LL Cool J, this week. So, you know, life's pretty good. You know, I sit back sometimes and I'm just astonished and lucky and humbled to be who I am and what I can do. So, yeah.
Amen, brother. Why don't you tell us what's going on in entertainment this week?
Well, entertainment this week, your boy Youngberg, who don't like dark butts, he got his ass whipped, caught a beat down, and got his chain smashed out in Detroit. It's crazy. I'm writing up the post on that now. I'm also hearing that, you know, word on the streets is that the homeboy Stringer Bell, Ildris Eldaba, whatever his name is, I'm saying that dude can't hang in the bed. Like, man, he's like a failure.
No, you're kidding, right? Not Idris. You gotta be joking me, right?
No, that's the word on the streets. The word on the streets is that, you know, although he's a fake sex symbol, he sucks in bed. So that's what I'm hearing. I mean, we all have bad days. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Also, you know, Faith dropped little excerpts from her book talking about how Pac told her to suck her dick and how Biggie screamed on her because she thought she allegedly slept with Pac and she's denying it. She also put out another little clip, snippet, about Little Kim, and you can find all this on blogzilla.com. Corinne Stephens moved to Atlanta, too, so she had a little party out here. And the brat got 3 years in jail. Probably serve about one. You know, the brat's in jail. She's over in DeKalb County. Yeah, I can't come to Georgia and do stuff wrong because them boys are going to get you.
So why is the brat in jail?
For smashing a bottle of Remy over some chick's head.
Pretty oh, wow. Chick.
Yeah, she,
actually.
It was a bottle of Coke.
That's crazy. It was a bottle of what?
I thought it was Remy, but I don't know. She smashed the bottle over some chick's head.
Yeah, a bottle of Remy.
A bottle of Remy, yeah. See, yeah, she got 3 years.
Oh,
so.
Wow. Yeah, that sucks. Well, you guys, we actually have a new segment this week on Say What Now, and it's basically called the Say What Clip of the Day, and it gives you guys an opportunity to really see the type of clips and music that Blogzilla and I like. So what we're going to do is we're going to start with Blogzilla's clip. Do you want to do a quick teaser for your clip, Blogzilla?
Yeah, why not?
What's your teaser?
Oh, my teaser is about a star from Martin and another star with big ears locked in a basement. So let's see if you can guess which one this is.
All right, here we go.
I'm stuck in a basement sitting on a tricycle, girl, getting on my nerves. Going out of my mind, I thought she was fine. Don't know if her body is hers.
Okay, that was funny. I'm going to now introduce you. I decided to be a little bit different, and I wanted to really play today the ladies' national anthem, and I'm not talking about I Am Every Woman from Chaka Khan. This is the unofficial anthem from every lady that I know. So ladies in the chat room, if you are, please show us some love. Here we are with the ladies' national anthem. There you go with our first edition of Say What? Clip of the Day. Blogzilla, you're getting a lot of love in the chat room. They really love your clip that you chose of Tisha Campbell and Will Smith on Fresh Prince. That was really, really funny when everything on her started to come off when they got stuck on there. So what we're going to do is we're going to introduce our special guest host. We're going to go to the break, and then we're going to get right in on our special guest for the day.
Carol Morica is an inspiring correspondent, TV host, interviewer. Furthermore, she is using modeling to promote getting her name out there. In Tokyo, where she grew up, is where she broke into the business and now works very hard to build herself here in the States. She puts charisma and energy in everything that she does and tends to go the extra mile just to show how much of a hard worker she is and a great friend. She has such an addiction to helping people because it makes her happy to see others happy. Carol Morica's passion is her writing. She actually has over 400-plus blogs on MySpace that talks about relationships. She plans to finish her book and hope to get it published in the near future. You will find that a Scorpio female, like Carol, is a deep thinker and loves things in a dynamic way. Loyalty and integrity are the two things that she looks for in a person. She has learned in all of the experience that she's had that people need to be honest and loyal to people that they care about and have integrity, period. If you write her and she doesn't write back, it doesn't mean that she's mad at you or being rude. It means that she's trying to read all everybody's messages and will get to everybody as soon as possible. She would like to thank everybody for reading her relationship blogs and look forward to getting your feedback. Carol Marika, a special guest host for Say What Now. Captain Maurice, Operation Manager of Houston Hip Hop Marketing Hub, the Urban Zone, inside of Sharptown Mall, recording studio, marketing firm, promotional hub, showcasing you in former personal projects and marketing for businesses and underground artists with package development. She's also a contributing writer for many magazines blogs while working on her personal book of erotic short stories. Catherine Marie also does marketing and promotional projects, which include work for Sharptown Mall, Party 93.3, Universal Pictures, Sony BMG, Red Bull, Morocco, Bion, and a host of record labels. For more information about Catherine Marie, you may go to www.theurban-zone.com or www.catherinemarie.blogspot.com. We welcome to Say What Now? Catherine Marie.
I want to thank Ms. Carol Marika and Catherine Marie for coming on to Say What Now to talk about relationship baggage. Carol, can you tell everybody a little bit more about your relationship blogs and where they can find them?
My first page you can go on to is MySpace. It's www.myspace.com/sweet_MARIKA. That's Marika. And my second one is Facebook, and I don't know the URL for that one, but you can find me under Marika Dye, MARIKADYE, like you dye your hair. That's the easiest way I can tell you.
Okay, and Catherine Marie, can you tell everybody about your current venture one right now?
About my who?
Your current ventures that you're doing right now?
She's my busted baby. That's what she does right now.
Shut up. Actually, the most current project that I'm currently working on is with Aaron Arnold of MusicIsMyBusiness.net. He's a former Sean Combs assistant. I'm currently doing some marketing and stuff with him. That's my most recent project. But overall, also, I'm about to start a DJ organization out here in Houston as well, try to take over Houston and everything and give him a little organization out here, working with Sony and Universal and Atlantic Records as well. Those are my up-and-coming projects right now.
Okay. And can you just also repeat where people can find out more information about you?
Catherine Marie, .blogspot.com. That's CATHRYN, Marie.blogspot.com. Everything. I'm all over the net, man. Sorry, everything's on there.
Okay. Cool. What we're going to do is we're going to take a very short commercial break, and we're about to go right into the topic.
Want to know what's going on in Atlanta tonight? Log on to ATLtonight.com today and join the hottest social network website and email list in Atlanta. From clubs to bars to lounges to live music spots, whatever you're looking for, find it featured at ATLtonight.com. That's ATL2NITE.com. Connecting places, connecting faces.
Hello, world. My name is Darren Rich.
And I am Israel Jacobs.
We write,
we speak,
and we teach. We are the Rich Jacobs Company. And as well, world, look out for our highly anticipated theatrical production. You paint the picture.
Paint the picture, ladies. This is for you guys. It is from a man's perspective of how a woman is supposed to be treated. Ladies, this is a must-see.
For more information about the Rich Jacobs Company, go to their website at www.therichjacobscompany.com.
The last man that I loved, he hurt me to my soul. We were together 6 years, and he told me it was over 2 days before his wedding. I trusted him with everything, and I've never felt so low and stupid and humiliated in my life.
That's
what you did. So I told myself not to think about you, but I could, because that's you all the time.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that I've been running from something that already happened, and I'm saying that I fell in love with you, Monty James, and I'm saying that I hope I'm not in this alone.
He made it so hard to fall in love.
relationship thinking, cause the last man did me that way. You gon' do the same thing. I don't wanna be this way, but I'm hoping you can change the way that I feel. Oh, you see, I trusted him with everything, never held back anything. Thought we'd be together for the rest of our lives. Suddenly he took his love away and made it hard to trust again.
Okay, we are back with Say What Now with Classy Diva and Blogzilla. If you guys want to call in and tune in what we're about to talk about, you can definitely do so. The number to call in here is 347-677-1412, 347-677-1412. What you guys just heard was a clip from Daddy's Little Girl, and basically in that clip, that's when Gabrielle Union discussed with the man that she was falling in love with on how her past relationship is affecting her now and how she wants him to understand where she's coming from and to just support her with that. And also, I played the Sierra song because it's basically talking about the same thing, how past relationships do currently affect her. And before we get started with this topic, we are not going to make this one side, and we're not going to be talking about the whole time about women having relationship and emotional baggage, because men do too. So first of all, let's start with Blogzilla. How did you feel about that clip?
You played a lot of clips. Which clip are you referring to? The one with the chick crying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't really understand how people could. Sometimes stuff happens, and if you can't control it, you just need to move on. And that's how I try to live my life. I know it's hard sometimes, but at the end of the day, you got to just move on. Like, you really can't let the baggage bring you down. Like, even when I fly, like, in real life, like, I don't bring too many bags. I bring enough to fit into my overhead compartment, and I keep it moving. Baggage, it brings everything down, and you end up not being able to have a good time because of stuff that somebody else did to you.
Okay. And Carol, how did you feel about that clip that you just heard?
Well, I just got out of a relationship, so I can kind of feel that. And when I wrote about this very topic, I kind of look at baggage. I don't say bring it right in, but I say keep it in the back of your head as experience, because we go through life for a reason, and we go through different experiences with different, you know, relationships on purpose to learn for the next relationship. So say you've had a lot of partners that cheated on you. So those signs that the other ones have given you, you got to keep that in mind. And that sometimes people view that as baggage, but I view that as experience for the next relationship.
I think we have so many screwed up women in this world because they keep holding their own baggage. I didn't do it to you. I'm not the one who.
But there are as many men, Blogzilla, that has baggage too, so it's not just women.
Well, they screwed up too.
But I don't come into a relationship saying, okay, he's going to cheat. My previous one that I just got out of, I told everyone I never thought he would ever cheat. But when he started doing things that were inconsistent from other relationships that I've been in, those signs are there for a reason. They're not there for you to say, okay, I'm not going to let my baggage come in this time, and I'm just going to trust him wholeheartedly, because trust is built. So if you're not building it and you're doing the same things that the last person did, then for me, I don't want to catch anybody cheating. I've already been there. So if I already see it coming, I bolt out. I don't stay. I'm not trying
that's,
to.
That's the problem. Like, if we in business together, if we in a relationship, whether friendship or anything, if you don't trust me, then it can't never grow into anything else. Like,
you gotta build that trust. You can't just hold up someone's gonna walk in
word.
And say, okay, I trust you. I'm just not. That's
maybe
not
I
for
just
everybody.
Think differently. Maybe I'm just an intellectual, like, dumb. Cause I think differently. Like, if I'm gonna trust you until you give me a reason not to trust you, instead of the other way around, I just don't think it works like that. Like, if I don't trust you, I'm not gonna be able to build a friendship with you. I don't trust you. So if I trust you, and then
different levels of trust. I can trust someone as a friend, your friend.
Whatever you say to me, I'm gonna believe you until you give me a reason not to believe you.
Right, and that's where the experience comes in. You find out those reasons from other things that you've been through.
You don't trust people from the jump. Like, I don't get that.
I trust people from the jump.
You don't? So you don't trust me now. So if I just
don't know you.
That's the problem right now.
Different levels of trust, though.
That's the problem.
There are different levels of trust. Whoever said that
is
very correct.
Oh, you know,
very correct.
Like that.
It all depends on the relationship you have with the person, too, is how you trust them. Like, right. If you have a business relationship or associate relationship, which you will
that's
be
right.
by your association, so I trust you on the level of what we are doing.
You know, remember
that's
when you was
right.
in school? When I was in school, my teacher said, right now, everybody in here has 100. Everybody in here has an A+. You're going to lose your A+ from here depending on what you're going to do. And
that's
just how
trust. That's right. That's the same thing as a relationship.
Exactly. So you start out with my trust, and then you lose it from what you do. Like,
I'm
going to trust
you. Game.
I'm going to trust you. But then if I notice you start hiding your phone, you're going to lose a little bit of trust. Like, but I'm not going
right.
to not
that's
trust
part
you.
Part of
like,
the experience part. I mean,
like,
if
okay.
someone hit their phone before, I not people are naive. They're most people are born naive. You don't know. So if you're in a relationship with someone and they're hiding their phone, you try to trust them and say, well, maybe. But then if you've been in a relationship with someone that's hid their phone and then you see them do it, you know, you see your current one do it, it's like, oh, okay. I see where this is going. I'm gonna watch this person. I'm gonna see where this is going. You start losing those points. You start losing brownie points with me when you start doing
and,
stuff
and
like
that.
And it's
that baggage that hinders a relationship from growing. And that's why it's hard for most women to find a relationship. Because
I think we're saving
trust.
Ourselves from relationships because
I shouldn't have to fight.
I think
trust.
By God they're not that
businesses.
Hard. They're not that difficult. They should not be that difficult.
Who?
Because I've
women?
Seen relationships be not that difficult.
Who, women?
Yeah.
You guys
women
are difficult.
No.
Actually, I think if you have a pattern of looking for things like that, you may want to do some self-evaluation, though.
Exactly.
If you're like, every time he hides his phone, you know, something's going on and everything, it's like maybe possibly self-evaluation. Maybe something you're doing wrong. That makes them quote unquote cheat or
exactly. You need
could
to look at yourself.
Too.
What's your name? Monica? What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Marika.
Marika.
That could
you need
be
to look
true.
At
I'm not
yourself.
Saying that for me though. I'm not
you
saying
need to
that.
Look at yourself
I'm
and figure out
like
what it is about you that makes that attracts ain't shit niggas. That's what you need to do. Like you really need to look at yourself what it is that you keep attracting these niggas that's hiding their phone that's gonna dog you out. That's what it is. It's not
could
a trust issue. No, that's just you. It's really not. Like, you should trust everybody until they give you a reason not
I
to trust
don't.
Them.
I
see,
don't. Let's try this. There's no way that I'm going to go into a relationship with someone. This is big trust. There's no way I'm going to go into a relationship. This is big trust to me. I'm not going to go into a relationship with someone and just not use a condom. You know what I mean? So I'm going to keep that condom on. That's the same thing with my brain.
That has
so
nothing
I'm
to do with
the
trust.
Same thing with my
that's
trust.
Your life.
To me, that's your life. I'm saving my life. I'm saving time for meeting somebody else that would treat me a whole lot better. So if I start seeing signs from somebody else, then whether that's baggage or not, I call that experience. Like I call that being smart. I call that not wanting
maybe
to
maybe I'm just
an situations
optimist.
Over
I think
and over
I'm just optimistic or something
actually,
like that.
Actually, the only thing that's actually missing nowadays is communication. People don't communicate within relationships.
Exactly.
So if they start to have those doubts and everything.
People don't know how to communicate.
I am so communicative.
You know what I'm saying? Well, you should be able to talk to him about that, and if he comes off standoffish, then he's not someone you can communicate with. He should be okay with, like...
That's why we broke up, right.
As to why you have those problems and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's why my previous relationship didn't work, because if I did communicate things and gave him the benefit of the doubt, instead of talking calmly, he would yell. So that being
Marika,
the problem.
What are some effective ways to communicate? How do you
communicate?
Effective
ways?
Yeah,
when there's something that I'm not comfortable with or bothering me, usually if I'm in a relationship and I really love that person, I'm going to tell him what I'm feeling, especially if I view him as my best friend. So if I'm not liking something, I don't yell. I don't call names. I don't, you know, talk at or curse at. I just say, hey, like, look, I'm kind of not feeling comfortable with X, Y, and Z, and see if we can compromise. It's not necessarily do you have to stop that, but I would like to see some kind of middle ground so I feel a little bit more comfortable. And if you're not trying to do that, then that's a problem.
Yeah. You have issues. You bring a lot of emotional baggage into a relationship, and I think that's a problem from the jump. I really do. And nothing against you, but if you go out and say, I have to earn your trust, then that's a problem with me. And then, on the other hand, me, I have a quick trigger finger. Like, if I call you, and if I don't get a certain level of respect, I'm leaving, I'm cutting you off, and I'm downgrading your relationship, and you're never going to get to that level. But you had it there. We had the ability to go there. I sowed the ground, I watered it, I planted the seeds, and you just came and put a drought in our relationship. That's just me, because I will cut you off like that. But from I'm not going to not trust you from the jump. Oh, yeah, she just went to the other room. Who you on the phone with, baby? No, I'm not going to do that.
I don't do that. No, that's a little extreme. That's a bit extreme, because there's a lot of things that I just let ride. And I don't say anything. I don't say something to everything. But if it's something big that I think is big to me, then I'm going to say something. And that's
what
not necessarily
big?
My baggage coming in. Like taking some girl to dinner, which is fine, but then this is what he did, taking some girl to dinner, and then that's fine, and I call, and you put my phone to voicemail, my call to voicemail. That's kind of shady.
You want to know why he did that? You want to know
why
he did that? Because you have baggage, and something before that made it an issue to where he didn't want to deal with you. He didn't want to have to explain to you.
He didn't have any problems before that. We had no problems.
You didn't trust him from the jump. He had to earn your trust.
I trusted him from the jump of our relationship because we were friends first.
He was busy. If I'm in a business meeting, whether it's...
He wasn't in a business meeting.
he was
a girl.
What kind? Who was she?
Well, he lied about who she was, too. She was supposedly supposed to be his friend's girlfriend, but that wasn't true. That was wrong.
Okay, well, the whole thing is, if I'm at dinner, whether it's a business, everything is business.
If it's business, I won't even call.
If it's a business, if I'm at dinner with my best friend's girlfriend, we're obviously talking about the relationship between them and them. I'm doing something. I'm providing a service.
That's not what she was.
Whether it's business or not, who was she then?
She was his, which I don't know why he lied, but she was his friend's sister.
His friend's sister. Okay, well, maybe they was catching up on old times. Maybe he didn't want to have to explain that to you.
Well, that's fine, but I'm saying I kept that as a mental note. Did I say anything about it? No. I kept it as a mental note, though.
And you held that baggage throughout the relationship, and it ended up coming back to bite you. You got to let go.
Because he was doing dirt. He was doing dirt, actually.
You got to let go.
So every time I've brought my experience in, guess what? I've been right. Every time. So that's kind of saying something there.
Well, let me say something about this. I'm going to say that you are innocent until proven guilty. But on the same token, I can kind of understand where Carol is coming from, because I've been hurt so many times. I know what the signs are. And as soon as I see a little inkling of a sign, guess what? I got my blinkers on, and I'm really looking at what you're doing. So, for example, if you tell me that you know somebody, but you change your story 3 or 4 different times, not to say that you have baggage. You know, from a past relationship, the last couple of times somebody has lied to me how they know somebody or when they met somebody, they were fucking that person. Point blank.
I'm gonna, I'm going to tell you guys how to do it.
But guys call that baggage. They don't call that experience.
No, we don't call
that
baggage or experience. What it is, you know how you want to be treated. And females have this problem. Some males do, too. You know how you want to be treated. You have to demand for someone to treat you a certain way, especially being a man. I'm going to treat you how you allow me to treat you. If you let me do X, Y, and Z, then I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. If I do something that ticks you off or that question or raises a flag from past experiences, then make it known. Boom. And then if I continue to do it, then cut me off. You got to make it known because I'm only going to treat you the way you allow me to treat you. If you let me take my dick and smack it and get your mouth, I'm going to do that. But if you don't let me do it, I'm not going to do that. That's just it's just point blank, period.
Okay.
Well, that's why I vote.
Sorry. How do you feel about this subject? It went in and out when you said that. I said, what are your feelings about what we're saying right now? Are you talking to me or Catherine? Oh, okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Honestly, like I was saying, it's just communication. That's like the key to everything to me. If I feel like, if I come open to you in the beginning and tell you, hey, I've been through this, I've been through that, and you listen to me, okay, babe, it's cool, you know what I'm saying? I'm not like that. And I start seeing signs of where I'm thinking you're like that, and I just openly express to you that hey, this is what I'm feeling and everything, and you come off standoffish and everything, I'm going to back away some even more because I feel like I can't communicate with you. If we're communicating about it, then, you know, can you meet me halfway, understand where I'm coming from? I'm assuming that's what relationships are missing out is communication, to be honest with you.
Okay,
I
agree. Well, we actually got some call-ins. Yay! Caller at 404-798. You got to come in?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
How you doing? This is East Point.
Okay, what's your question or comment, Mr. East Point? You got the chat room on flat fire right now.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Moderators, guests. I had a question for the young lady speaking. I didn't catch her name.
Carol,
Miss Carol. What was the situation arising to you being single again?
The situation now, I guess a lot of quit. A lot of what Katrina, am I saying that right? I'm sorry if I said that wrong. But she said to have open communication, and I think that was our biggest problem because there's one person that's yelling and there's the other person that's calm, and those two personalities don't tend to work. So
no.
I think that was the biggest problem. But he automatically thought because I told him things that happened to me beforehand, he automatically thought that I was bringing baggage in, but I really wasn't because we lasted for a very, very long time.
If you were bringing baggage into the relationship, I mean, do you need to communicate what you have in your past, leave it in the past and move on to your future, and then you not respecting the man and giving him the whole deal with the dinner situation? Tell me about that. Tell me a little bit more about that. Why you felt the need to call him, I mean, knowing that he was going to dinner?
I didn't even say anything. But I kept it as a mental note because I knew that he lied about who she was, which I couldn't understand. First, I couldn't understand that. Second, I couldn't understand why he said he was taking her home when I come to find out that he was taking her to dinner. So that's strike two. And then he's, you know, with her for hours. And I know, like, you're not at dinner for hours and hours. That was strike three. It's like there was no communication there. There was no, like, hey, you know, I'm gonna drive this girl home, but maybe on the way I'm hungry, I'm gonna get something to eat. Is that okay? Or are you cool with that? Or just in case I were to find out. You know what I mean? It's kind of like courtesy. I think it's courtesy. Not like he has to tell me every single thing that he's doing, but something like that I think is kind of courtesy, because I would do that if I were to do that. Okay. Thank you so much, East Point, for calling in with your question or comment. We actually have another caller. Caller at 404-514. Are you there? Call us at 404-514. Are you there? Okay, I guess they don't want to say anything. But this is something that I wanted to touch on. Let's just say, and my friend's going to kill me for this, but I have a best friend, and she has an issue that goes all the way back from early childhood. She didn't have a father. Her father walked out on her and her mother when she was like 4 or 5 years old. And the whole time during her adolescence and going through high school, every guy that she liked or dated or really had an inkling for always made her second best, or they couldn't be seen with her, this, that, and the other. Now, yes, she did have low self-esteem at the time, but it still affects her to this day, and she's 28. And she tells me, Keisha, what my issue is, some men just don't understand that I need to be acknowledged. She's like, it's not a big issue, but they have to understand this goes back to my childhood, and if I just tell you up front and I'm communicating to you, this is my issue, and yes, it is baggage, but I need for you to work with me. So, I mean, what's wrong with us going out and holding hands? What's wrong with me saying that I love you on your MySpace page? I need my acknowledgement. And I don't think that it's so much of a baggage, but some people have deep issues that span back from their childhood. Now, I think as long as they communicate that from the beginning, and they are honest with their mate, I don't think it's going to be an issue to where the mate won't work with them. But it's going to be an issue where you don't communicate it, and all of a sudden you are acting real stupid and weird, and they don't know what the fuck's going on. How y'all feel about
it? You said it right there. You said stupid. And what it is that people, and nothing against anybody else, but people are dumb, and people don't know what they want. Everybody wants a girl who's going to acknowledge the fact that she loves them and everything like that. But when we get that, we don't want it. We want to struggle. We want to fight. We want to quest for it. And she has some deep issues with her dad. It's her dad's fault. And at the end of the day is when she's given all of this, the guy's going to push back because it's like, wow, she's really on it too hard, and she's sweating me. Now, if she lets go a little bit and backs up, he's going to give more because guys are like rubber bands. We're going to pull back, and then once we pull back far enough, we're going to come back even stronger. So she can't pressure him to do all that stuff. She got to just let him do it on his own at his own time. And that's just my take on it.
And I agree because that was another thing that I have to say, the mistake that I made in my previous relationship, that I didn't let him just do it on his own. I think I expected too much. So I think that's true.
Okay. Catherine?
Yes, ma'am.
How did you feel about that?
I mean, actually, I agree with Blockzilla on that. I don't know. He has, I mean, like I said, communicating and everything, whatever, but at the same time, he has to work his way, you know, to get into everything that she wants and everything. It's not going to happen overnight or anything. It has to gradually happen.
Okay. So the next issue that comes with baggage, of course, being that all of us are getting up to our 30s, is do have kids. So let's talk about that baggage when people are bringing in children within the relationship.
I don't think children are baggage. I don't know. I have to disagree with that, like, right away. Like,
I don't think children are baggage, but a lot of girls, like, it goes back to childhood, and girls, not to bash women, because I'm really not trying to bash women, but I think it sounds like that to me, but it's the whole fairy tale mentality. We think that they're going to meet a guy, they're going to have kids and live happily ever after, and it's not like that all the time. Or they think that I don't need no man to raise my kid, and they have that drilled into them to where they don't even allow the man to raise their kid. And that's baggage as well, because it's a preset condition or a preset belief that they have in their head, and they continue to drag it out. So she's upset because she wants his kid to she wants her kid to have a father. Or she's upset because she knows she doesn't need a man to raise her kid. So she gets upset and she gets angry and she prolongs that, and she finds reasons to justify her belief. And men do it too. Men's, I didn't want no baby. So they find reasons to justify that, and it becomes a problem. And once you have a belief in your head, you're going to look for everything that you can to validate that belief. I think that's where that stems from. Not that the children are baggage, but it's the belief that this is supposed to be a certain way, and it's not this way, so I'm going to complain about everything that's not the way I want it to be.
And you know what, Blockzilla, I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm going to say that I am a single parent, and I've had several men that I've dated in the past. Not that my child was an issue, and half of the time my child was, you know, with his father, but just the fact that I had a child, they figured that I had baggage. and they will always make an excuse. You know, well, you have a child, and you have a child, this, that, and the other. Maybe they were just trying to make excuses, but that did happen to me on more than one occasion. And before you comment on that, I want to squeeze in another caller. We are kind of full at the switchboard tonight. Caller at 757, are you there? Let's try that again. 757, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead with your question or your comment.
My comment in regards to children and relationships, it seems like the older we get, the harder it is to meet people that don't have children, and I don't have a child. And I find that when you deal with men that have children, it's not the kids that are the baggage, it's the mindset of the father that is the baggage. Because if they, for example, the last person I dated seriously with a child had just came out of a divorce and was really struggling with how to still be a father and at the same time date and give me the attention that I need. And there would be times when he would come to me and ask me for my opinion because he had two daughters, and sometimes him and his ex-wife just didn't see eye to eye on certain things. And when I would give my opinion to him, if it wasn't what he wanted to hear, then it was kind of the opposite of what you've heard as far as, well, you have a child. For me, it would be like, well, you're not a parent. And so that, to me, has been a big issue in regards to dating. It's kind of like, you know, and I love the fact, especially with black men, I would prefer you to be a good father than not to be a father at all to your child. But at the same time, as a single woman with no children, you kind of, there's a line that you really don't know, you don't want to cross it, but at the same time,
you have to understand that in his saying that there are elements in the equation that you might not be aware of because you don't have children. Because when you don't have children and you have children and you're separated, there are factors that you just have to deal with. Like, I have two kids. With my first baby mother, I have to deal with her a certain way. She's not rational. Not one bit. She's not rational. My second baby mother, she's not rational either. So I have to deal with them in a certain way in order to get – and if I haven't told you all those things the way she is, then you won't fully understand. You might give me some good advice for someone else, but your advice might not fit for me, which may be the reason why he's saying you don't understand because you don't have a kid. Because when you don't have a kid, it is kind of hard to give parental advice because you don't have a child, because everything isn't normal in the situation, because it's not a normal situation. Like, it's just weird. Like, my baby mother has me on child support, and she screams on me because I don't want to give her any money. I can't give you the money directly, sweetie. You have me on child support. I have to mail it into the state. I wish I could give it to you, but you did this. You're not going to threaten me. I'm going to change my number. No, I don't care. Change it. I really don't. Change it. It's your fault, not mine. You just took your daughter's dad out of her life because you have me on child support and you want something to be a certain way and it's not that way. That's not my fault. I'm not going to be upset about it. I'm not going to lose any sleep about it. You're going to do what you want to do regardless, and I can't let that affect me. It's just not. And that's where the drama comes in. That's where the baggage comes in, because, like I said earlier, they have a certain belief on how things should be, and they're not that way, so they look for everything to justify it. And it might not have been – you might have given some great advice, but that advice might have fit someone else. And it's nothing against you. That's just my thing.
That's the baggage. It's the baby's – or it's the kid's mother. It's not actually the kid.
Nigga, I'm rational. I'm rational. I'm very rational.
Well, I definitely want to thank caller 757 for her call. She made a very good point. But I want everybody to understand, and also I'm looking in the chat room, that people think that the whole baby's mother, baby's father situation is always going to be drama. And that's what I should have said versus the kids, because that's what I meant. But, you know, every baby mama, baby daddy does not have a dysfunctional relationship. For example, I guess that me and my son's father are not the majority, but we have a great working relationship, and it's not an issue to where he tries to get in my relationships and I don't try to get in here. We all have one focus, and that's our child, and to make sure he's our number one priority, and that's it, point blank, period. And we go there, and it's a lot of other people that also have that same situation. So don't always think that the whole baby mommy, baby daddy situation is going to be a negative one. But we also had a comment in the chat room where a lady stated that it can be baggage because when she does not have any children and the guy that she dates have kids and they break up, she don't want to break up with the kids. And that's just a dilemma that she has to go through. You know what I mean? And that is pretty hard because sometimes you do get attached to the kids too.
That's why I can't be in this goddamn chat room. You get me upset. I end up cursing somebody out.
The chat room is on fire. Now, we still have, I think we still, East Point, are you still on? 404-514, are you still there? Hello? Okay, well, I guess they don't want to say anything. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take our last day, and we'll be right back, okay?
Can't get enough of Alexis K. Tyler? Guess what? You don't have to. Alexis K. Tyler, the host of the Alexis K. Tyler Vagina Power Show, is also the author of Spiritual Sexuality, Vagina Power, Penis Power, Sperm Power, and she also has shows on DVD, CD, books, lectures, and more. You can also get her Penis Power Gay Love t-shirts. You're probably wondering where. Well, you go to shop.vaginapowertv.com and you can also go to her YouTube page, which is youtube.com/alexyktylor. Alexis K. Tyler, Vagina Power. Think you know everything about sex? Funny, you think you do, but you have no idea. Go to blogzilla.com, the sexual intellectual, to learn the latest things that are going on in the sexual revolution. Blogzilla.com, BLOGXILLA.com.
Being laid off, downsized, or replaced? Be your own boss. Right now, CorpOrLLC.com will prepare your articles for your corporation or LLC for free. We are your one-stop shop for your small business needs. CorpOrLLC.com offers logo design, website design, virtual office, business plans, 501c3 completion, executive assistance, business cards, and so much more. Call now, 866-966-0722. That's 866-966-0722. Or visit us online at www.corporllc.com. That's www.corporllc.com. CorpOrLLC.com, the first step in small business.
I will beat your ass on this train. All right, you guys. We are back with Say What Now with Classy Diva and Blogzilla, and today we are talking about relationship baggage. We do encourage for people to call in. You can call us at 347-677-1412, 347-677-1412. As I stated earlier, we do have relationship blogger Carol Marika on the line, and she actually did a blog concerning relationship baggage, so I'm going to read it, and then we're going to continue, okay? It states, there is a fine line between those two statements. Yes, past baggage can definitely ruin a relationship. I am living proof, but it also has protected me. I believe God allows us to go through things in life to prepare us for future worse pain so we can endure. We all tend to go out with our hearts, but our past experience helps our brains kick in. My ex suggested next time don't bring your past into your relationship. Wrong answer. I think my next boyfriend should listen and understand hardships I have conquered in life and make darn sure he doesn't repeat those things. A mature man who really loves you does that. He hears what you say and doesn't throw it in your face. He makes sure your future with him is happier than your past and wishes he could take back all the past pain. I think the moments from my past become baggage in ways that I automatically think that men are going to cheat and don't give him any room to even explain certain events. That's when I'm wrong. I have done that before. But this past recent relationship, I didn't do that. He was the last person I thought would cheat. Yes, it's in my past experiences. Does honestly sit back in my brain to the point that I don't put anything past anyone. But in a sense for me, that is good because I don't totally get shocked when it does happen. Honestly, I'm almost numb to it, though it still hurts when it happens, but just not as bad. Your past helps you with your future. It's just how you apply it and how you deal with it. If you are still dwelling on it, then it's really unhealthy. Remember, your past is not a bad thing. We have a memory for a reason. Imagine if you lost it. It would be like starting all over again. You'll become this young, naive person all over. We all need our past for survival. I never want to catch a man in the act of cheating on me. I never want a man to abuse me ever again, whether it's verbally, emotionally, or physically. The fact is, I have been through it and walked away. I know what the signs are and when it starts to potentially change. Get worse. Those things are important to know. I was blessed for that because sometimes people don't get that chance. They are just one day murdered instead. Okay, so I just wanted to read you guys a little snippet of what Carol wrote in her last blog. And we have a caller. Caller at 615, do you have a comment or a question? Caller at 615, do you have a comment or a question?
Yes, I got a comment.
Okay, go right ahead.
How you know a nigga cheating, though?
You don't. So you just take your chances. You either want to deal with it or you don't. So my thing now is I either want to deal with certain things that someone does to me that may seem like he's cheating or I don't. And if I don't want to deal with it, then I just don't stay. That's all.
Okay,
it's
so.
It's, everybody has a choice. So he has a choice whether he wants to stop. And I have a choice whether I want to keep dealing with it. So do I want to keep dealing with it?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. So what if the person got a very huge PhD?
PhD?
Pretty huge dick.
Sorry, I don't care. I'm going to ask you what you meant by that, but I figured you meant that. No, I don't care about that. I think my mental state, my health, and my physical health and everything else is more important. I think Carol's more important than staying in a relationship with someone that doesn't think that I'm important enough to not do certain things that I think is disrespectful or not something that I'm comfortable with, period.
Okay? I'm trying to do that. Just to let you know, you can never plan the future by the past. And that statement. And you can't go on if you're living in the past. When you live in the past, you gotta yield to people who live in the future. Or else the world's gonna go the opposite direction. Like it's really, really, really crazy like that. Like the past will just hold you back. If I'm sitting here, we were slaves, then I'm still a slave in my mind. And it's the same thing in a relationship. Like I don't know.
Well, y'all, I'm not doing that, though. It's just for me, when you're in a relationship and you've gone through certain things and you've put up with it, are you going to keep putting up with that in the next relationship and the next relationship? I think it's taught me what I want to and don't want to deal with, and there's certain things I won't deal with anymore.
Mm-hmm. Are you still there?
Oh, me?
No, Catherine?
Yes, I'm here.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever dealt with a guy that came into a relationship with you that had baggage?
Yeah, I have.
What kind of baggage did he have?
Actually, it's to the baggage more so being spoiled by his mom, I guess you could say, and as well as it's different baggage, more so needing a woman to... You know, that want to cater to him completely. It's just spoiled, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Like, that type of baggage.
Mm-hmm.
Different ways, different types of baggage to carry, and that's the baggage he carried or whatever. I'm
okay.
Tired of things that I just wasn't ready for or that I just couldn't do for him and everything.
Okay. Well, what I want to say to everybody is that we've all been hurt in past relationships, some worse than others. But I think when we really meet that special someone, we need to start giving these people a chance. And until you see something in black and white that proves that somebody has cheated on you, until you hear something or even see a picture that's pretty much self-explanatory, I think that we need to really give these people a chance. And yes, it's hard, but like I stated before, you have to communicate with your partner. We all have things that we've been through. Some things we have worked out and some things still affects us, but you have to communicate that, because honestly, everything that has happened to you in your past only prepares you and teaches you to get to your future, and you learn from it and you grow from it. And that's what I want everybody to really take from what we're talking about today, because baggage is not always a bad thing as long as you keep it in now. As long as you don't start getting all crazy and bipolar, then everything should be okay. Blogzilla.
Yes.
Sir. Let me ask you something. Have you ever went into a relationship with your own personal baggage?
Absolutely. I went into a relationship, and it's kind of messed me up, but I know that I'm better for it. Well, this was my first relationship, and I got hurt pretty bad. I got cheated on or whatever. And I met this girl, real nice girl. I really like her. We still cool to this day. And she said to me, "Yeah, I didn't hurt you. I'm not the one who did it to you. You can't hold me accountable for what she did to you. And you're never going to be able to find anybody that you love if you don't let go of that." And ever since then, I get hurt. I take my time to deal with it, and then I move on with my life, because at the end of the day, the next girl didn't do it to me, and I can't hold her accountable for that. I found that I still open myself up to be hurt, but at the end of the day, the pain goes away. You know what I mean? So maybe it's just me, but that's just how I look at stuff and how I deal with it, because it really stuck with me. Like, she didn't do that to me.
Right. And I do apologize, 615. I do thank you for your call, and thank you so much for chiming in on the topic for today. We actually have 3 minutes left, so we're going to wrap it up and let everybody say some closing comments. Before we do that, I want you guys to know that we have a very controversial show that's coming up next week, and it's called Swing Swing. And we're going to be talking to some actual swingers. I don't know if it's going to be a couple. I am speaking with some different people, and it will be adult topics. So if you have any kids around, you don't want to have them around. But when the screen that you're looking at right now, it gives you a couple of options. The first option it gives you is to make us a favorite. Please do that. It also gives you an option to add us as a friend. And at the very bottom, at the end of the show, it's going to allow for you to leave a comment on how you felt about the show. We also do recommend that you also email us at SayWhatRadio